But yeah, yeah, the chili, without a doubt. At least it was definitive. There's not a piece of that that, even like the little piece that broke off that's floating. It is 100%. Even like the liquid part that's kind of runny is settled down to the bottom.
It seems like that Denison's marketing scheme from the 80s where it was like chili that you can put a fork into.
Oh, yeah.
It's still going strong.
Yeah.
Because this has no beans. And lots of emulsifiers. There's something keeping that all together in there.
Which, by the way, Ronnie of De Leon, who just won Will It Float, what do you say? Beans or no beans in chili?
No beans.
See, he sounds like a no beans kind of guy. Yeah.
That's right. That's a Yankee thing with beans. Come on.
That's what Neiman Marcus sells. Yeah, and for those that asked, by the way, it is Wolf Brand Chili, made proudly, Corsicana, Texas, everybody.
Yeah, oh, baby. That sounds pretty good. I've been eating it since I don't know when.
Very good. Yeah, I've tried that also, Yellowstone Chili.
Oh, it's have
pretty,
you?
It's pretty good. It's made real bits of Dutton.
Do you want me to tell Arby's you're cheating on them?
No, it's Wendy's with the chili.
Oh, sorry.
Which, by the way, a can of Wendy's chili is over $4.
What?
That was like, you know, maybe two.
Well,
And then I was like, oh, Wendy's chili, that'd be fun. I'm not paying that much. It's like twice as much as the other stuff.
So they have the Wendy's in the can now?
Mm-hmm. $4+ at Winco. Knock yourself out, Neiman Marcuser.
Remember, friends don't let friends listen to bad radio shows.